from the heart of North Carolina's piece of forgotten America. I am Steve Gruber for Thursday, July 18th, 2019. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the big Stormy is over. New York has wrapped up its investigation into hush payments made by Donald Trump to a pair of women prior to his election. I told you then it wasn't a crime. Now I just say, I told you so. Number two, millions believe the Foolish Four, the freshman members of the Congress, are doing a lot more to help Donald Trump to get reelected than any other factor. What do you think? And number one, with a controversy fresh in the minds of millions, President Trump rallied the faithful in North Carolina last night. We were there, of course, to bring you a front row seat for all the action. You will not be disappointed because just before he walked onto the main stage, the House Democrats, you may have heard, rejected impeachment against the president. So the president is not impeached. In fact, it was rejected 232-95. And this is incredibly important. Why? Because just this week, the Fabulous Four, the Fearless Four, the Foolish Four, the Four Horsemen of the Democratic Apocalypse, and 100 other names they've been given so far, these four freshman member of Congress went out on stage at a press conference this week and demanded that Donald Trump be impeached right now. And so it went to the floor of the House. Al Green, for the 31st time or whatever it is, introduced articles of impeachment against the president. And in the end, it was rejected again. They said no, 232-95. They said it's not here. What does that tell you? It tells you the case just doesn't exist for impeachment against this president. Now, here's the problem that has been created. And I'm telling you, this is huge because Donald Trump pushed the Fab Four out in front over the weekend with those tweets. All the controversy, all the allegations that Donald Trump is a racist and a bigot and a misogynist, be that as it may, and no matter how you think about this, this is the takeaway. The takeaway is that they are the poster children of the Democrat Party. No matter what Ilhan Omar says or AOC tweets or Rashida Tlaib says in an interview or Ayanna Pressley has to say, all of those things now will be out in front. It'll be first and foremost as to what people hear and see and think about the Democrat Party. Right out in front for all to see. That's the way this is going to play. And Donald Trump did it masterfully. Now, I want to go to a man who I think summed up the Fabulous Four in the most incredible way possible. It's Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. It's bite number seven because I think he nailed it. This was prior to last night's event. We'll get to scenes from Greenville, North Carolina in a moment. But bite number seven, John Kennedy, go.
The four congresswomen think that America was wicked in its origins. They think that America and its people are evil.
All right, and so we'll get back to John Kennedy here. John Kennedy is the senator from Louisiana. Alex, can you pick up that? Let's. All right, we'll get back to that. Senator John Kennedy laid it out quite nicely. He said the four congresswomen are the reason there are instructions on a shampoo bottle. Sometimes when you're on the road, you have a couple of technical issues. But let me tell you about the crowd in North Carolina yesterday. Unfazed by everything that has been said back and forth. The idea that Donald Trump is a bigot and a racist has been said so many times that it has no meaning at this point. You look at who's been accused of being a racist recently. Joe Biden a week and a half ago. Nancy Pelosi last week, and by the same group of people. Donald Trump's been called a racist so many times it's irrelevant in the conversation. It's baked in, if you will. And so when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, it's not about making America great again, it's about making America white again, that means nothing to the supporters of Donald Trump, not one thing. Because it's been said so often, it's taken all the value out. And when you go out and you call people a bunch of deplorables, or you call them racist, or you call them misogynist, it is meaningless, absolutely meaningless to those that are on the receiving end of that conversation. I mean, how many times can you go out and insult your voters? That's the bottom line. That's the takeaway. You continue to insult your voters. You continue to attack those that you need the support from. So in places like North Carolina, Pitt County is in the heart of North Carolina that went to Donald Trump by 3.6%. So when people in this area of North Carolina are insulted by those running for president and by those in Congress already elected, what do you think it does to them? Well, if you vote for Donald Trump, then you are this and this and this. I don't think that ingratiates them to the president, or excuse me, to those making those comments. It does not ingratiate those who are asking for their support and for their vote come November 2020. It alienates people when you call them deplorables and you call them racist and you call them bigots. It alienates them completely and pushes them away from your point of view and leaves people saying, why would I support that? If you think so little of me, why would I give you my vote? If you think so little of me, why would I give you my vote? Now, that's the backdrop. But then during the speech last night, of course, Ilhan Omar came up and the president talked about her in detail, about her anti-Semitic remarks, her anti-American remarks. Earlier in the day, he had weighed in on the comments that have come from the Minneapolis Star Tribune that she may have married her own brother to get into the United States illegally. She put all these things out there, and then the crowd breaks into chants of send her back. Send her back is the whole chant going on. And, of course, that's racist. So if people don't like a member of Congress, it's always racist. Send her back. It's not about race. It's about where you came from. It has nothing to do with race at all. So do we have Bite 7 ready then? Okay, we don't have it. All right, so we'll get back to all that. We're just going to get things reset here as we head into part two of the program. So coming up, what we're going to do, we're going to break down some of the more foolish things said. And in fact, Ilhan Omar, I'm going to get to this in a moment. Ilhan Omar wasted no time getting back to bashing Israel. In fact, we can do that now. She wasted no time getting back to bashing Israel, excusing the behavior of the Palestinians, and she compared that, by the way, to the Boston Tea Party. I can't even make this stuff up. It's bite number one from Ilhan Omar yesterday after all of this controversy. Go.
This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party. We should honor these movements and that history, and we should honor our commitment to the principles that say we must hold our friends to the same standards.
So sending rockets into Israel and killing civilians is akin to the Boston Tea Party and American patriots fighting back against a tyrannical English government. You try to figure that one out. I cannot. It's Thursday, July the 18th, live from Greenville, North Carolina. It's the Steve Gruber Show, live from the North Carolina studios. We'll be back after this.
Now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.